This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Oh yeah, K. Show continues. Big sports day. Everybody seems like they're in action. Love it. But the big sports story continues to be Aaron Rodgers. And I thought Tuesday, which is today, would be a good day for him to announce it, because that's usually when he appears with Pat McAfee. But I heard what Mike Tannenbaum just said. You know, you got to sell him on the fact we've got good – but he doesn't want to hear any of that. I'm coming to the New York area to help you win a championship, which you haven't been able to do since 1969-70. And you're going to do whatever I want you to do. Otherwise, I won't come. Everybody said, well, he'll just retire. He's not retiring. He'll just say to the Packers, I'm coming back. The Packers have guaranteed him $60 million. And if they don't want him, then they'll release him and they'll have to pay him. And then he could choose wherever he wants to go without any of this nonsense. So, you know, you could talk tough all you want. But the days of talking tough and the time to talk tough, they're gone. Because the Jets have no leverage. Do they really want to get involved with Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson is a man of conviction. He has been offered a lot of money by the Baltimore Ravens and has turned it down because he wants every dollar of his contract guaranteed, just as Deshaun Watson got with the Browns. And I don't blame him, because first of all, he's a much better citizen, Watson was, and he's won an MVP, and he's done a great job for the Ravens and represented them in the right way. You want to get involved with that? You want to give the guy $230 guaranteed million dollars and give the Ravens two first-round draft picks? No, you don't want to do that. Do you want to go get Matt Stafford? Matt Stafford has been injured a lot. Last year, couldn't stay on the field. And if you really want to take a deep dive into it, was he that great the year they won the Super Bowl? I think he did a nice job, but he wasn't over-the-top great, where if you brought him in, the Jets would be a Super Bowl contender. Jacoby Brissett, that's not going to whet your fan base's appetite. Baker Mayfield, that's not going to do it either. The only guy that would satisfy your fan base, other than the guy you're chasing, is now playing for the New Orleans Saints. So every other viable option is done. So you can't talk reason into Rodgers right now. We've got great players. You have to accept who we have. I think that's pie in the sky by Mike, because the bottom line is this guy's going to want what he wants in order for him to come. And if he doesn't get it, he's going to get his money from the Packers and then get released. Bottom line. So I'm sorry, right, everybody. Hey. The Jets can't be tough right now. There's no time to be tough because they don't have anything behind them.
And Michael, if they did their due diligence, they would have gotten this wish list way ahead of when it was reported today. So if they had any issues with it, then they could have still gotten Carr. But they obviously didn't have any issues with anything because they were willing to be all in on Aaron Rodgers. So you're gonna have this list get in the way? Now, you'll do everything you can. You heard Mike Tannenbaum say it'd be a lot of heavy lifting to fit in all four of those players under their salary cap and be able to keep the structure that they have. But what other choice do you have, Michael?
None.
You let Carr walk out the door. All this work could have been done before you said, all right, let Carr go to New Orleans. Once you let Carr go to New Orleans, unless you're willing to dance with Lamar Jackson, what other choice do you have?
And really, they couldn't do a lot of this work because these guys are free agents, and you can't sign free agents yet. I mean, you could do the legal tampering started yesterday, so you could have done some due diligence, and maybe they did that because the Lazard deal is done.
Right.
And they got themselves a pretty good player. But the other guys, Don, Mercedes Lewis is going to get – he's not going to make anything. He's going to make a veteran's minimum.
No.
Same thing with Randall Cobb. You could fit those guys. Now, Odell, that's a different story. I don't know how they fit Odell.
I can't imagine Odell would be a deal breaker. It's
that
not
would
somebody
be...
that he played with. And you don't know how much he's going to end up costing. Even Aaron Rodgers has to realize there's a salary cap.
Not everything's
going to fit.
If it ends up being Lazard and the two vets, not a big deal. If you end up having to make a move for Odell, which is a risky deal, period.
Right.
And I don't mean because of his behavior. I mean because of his injuries. Different story.
It's a mess. I'm telling you, I maybe it's not a mess. Let me amend that. It could be done. This is all window dressing right now. Maybe it is about getting to the 17th and rearranging his contract and stuff like that. Maybe it's done. Maybe he's told them, I'm coming there. It's good.
Yeah.
Now they're just doing, as Tannenbaum said, dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Yeah, and we're making this list out to be it's a hostage demand, you know, from like Die Hard. That, you know, Randall Cobb is the new Provo Front. You know, OBJ is Asian Dawn. You know, it could just be, hey, just get me one of my veteran guys like a Lewis or a Cobb. Go out and get me a stud receiver like a Lazard or an OBJ, and we'll be good. All right, well, they got Lazard, and maybe it'll only take one of the two veterans to get done. I don't know. I think people are kind of freaking out about it because we know Rodgers can be a nozzle. But I have to believe once they let Carr go, the Jets realized they're at a point of no return, that they were going to be coming back with him, and everything was just going to be, as Mike Tannenbaum said, crossing the T's and dotting the I's and getting it done. And that's why I think eventually this is going to happen.
All right, so we told you Lazard's done. Lazard is 6'5", a favorite Rodgers target. Worked with Nathaniel Hackett when Hackett was with Green Bay. So now the receiving corps includes Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, and it kind of also means the Jets really are about to part ways with Corey Davis. He has a non-guaranteed salary of $10.5 million in the final year of a three-year contract. So that entire $10.5 will come off the cap if he's traded or released. So you got Lazard for $11 million a year, so all you did was add a half a million there if you do get rid of Davis, which I think. Jets have they've already released Braxton Berrios, and Denzel Mims is the top backup on the outside. And if they bring in Cobb, we'll see how that works out. So Lazard's just 27 years old. Last year he played at $3.96 million, and he had a good year. So bottom line is that's not a bad deal for the Jets. They got themselves a pretty good wide receiver and one that Rodgers likes a lot.
Right. Because Rodgers wanted to avoid what happened last year. You know, having a bunch of kids, they weren't on the same page. He didn't want to have that happen with the Jets. No offense to the young receivers they have. He just didn't want half a season getting acclimated to them and trying to learn his system. He just wants to be comfortable. And all this comes from a place, guys, of him wanting to succeed. He's doing this not to be nozzly. He's doing this not to be that guy. He's doing it because he wants to give himself the best chance to succeed. Isn't that what the Jets want, him to succeed?
Adam Schefter just tweeted out the Colts are trading 5-time Pro Bowl cornerback Stephon Gilmore to the Cowboys.
Hmm. Don, am I allowed to say this? This is not a show programming commentary.
Okay.
This, I think we're doing the right thing. Okay. Can I be honest though?
Yes.
Getting sick of it. I'm getting bored of the old A-Rudge. I really hope he gives us an answer somewhat soon. Like, yes,
it's got to happen soon.
It's, of course, what we have to talk about. You're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time coming to the Jets. You know, we got to talk about it. I get it. But, boy, is he, even when he's not really doing anything, he's annoying.
All right, so let me give you something that I think you'd be much more happy to talk about.
Okay.
The Yankees are putting Isaiah Kiner-Falefa in center field in the next game.
Okay.
Because they want him to play around the field. I know that's something that interests you more than A-Rodge, right?
Yeah. Who played center field most recently? The last couple days.
Well, they've been moving people in and out since Bader got hurt.
So it's who else has come in since the Bader oblique situation?
Ortega.
Okay.
Hicks.
Hey, Aaron.
And Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. So they'll use Estevan Florial. Obviously, Judge is an option in there if they want as well. So I knew the center field with the Yankees would certainly float your boat more
at
than
this. I'm telling you right now, I'm not kidding. At this exact moment, I found that more enjoyable.
Wow, he's lost
you.
It's time for the Hoops preview brought to you by Bet365. Download the app today. Tonight, the tournament kicks off with Southeast Missouri State taking on Texas A&M Corpus Christi for the 16th seed in the South region, and Pitt faces Mississippi State for the 11 seed in the Midwest.
Throw out the record books when these guys get together, you know what I mean?
Especially when it's Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Oh, yeah, that really is, to me, the real A&M.
Oh, really?
I only care about the CC campus. That's right, always have, always will. Now, real quick, I know that's a college basketball hoops preview, and let's be honest, Don, it's the tournament starting a Jace, the definition of tournament starting a Jace. But In a little bit of Hoops review, did you guys see my stud of the night last night?
No, tell us.
Brooke Lopez for the Bucks.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Was that not? That is literally the definition. That highlight should be shown to every offensive lineman in football. This is what you do when someone messes with your quarterback. Giannis,
that's enforcer stuff. That's hockey enforcer stuff.
It is vintage.
And that's how you keep your job, too.
That is, you know, yeah, because exactly. Lopez, I mean, Lopez is still a solid player.
He can play.
But he's not an essential piece necessarily. Giannis gets pushed in the back. He's not even worried about it. Giannis is walking the other direction like, all right, that was a foul. Not upset. They're showing it on Yes right now. And Lopez comes in, immediately lets it be known that's not happening. And before you know it, it's a full-on blood-inducing fracas. I love it. Love it.
That was fun to see.
Isn't it funny that it made all of – we didn't discuss this, and yet it made all of us happy to see. Because Giannis, if you're a Milwaukee Buck – no one should be allowed to come within, you know, 10 feet of Giannis. He's gone. Team is dead, period.
And you could see that Lopez was shouting over to Giannis, I got your back.
Yeah, that was cool.
I got your back.
Awesome.
I had that on the show.
Nah. So do we. Trust me. And by the way, Don and I have it from each other, but that's it.
But not for me.
No. You took the side of Vinny.
Yeah, and I was right.
No,
a lot of people on Twitter saying I'm right.
We're going to revisit it during ENN, and you're going to be embarrassed.
I don't think I will. Don's at the Garden right now, and he's going to do play-by-play for the Rangers and the Capitals. You can hear that on 1050, and the pregame show's at 6:30, and the puck drops at 7. But there's another way to consume this. ESPN, Disney Channel, and the NHL are teaming up to bring fans the NHL Big City Greens Classic, the first ever live animated NHL game telecast featuring the Washington Capitals against the New York Rangers tonight at 7 p.m. Charlie and Callie are all set to watch this. I'm telling you, kids are going to love this.
The Twins are all set as well.
The alt cast of Big City Greens can be seen on Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Disney Channel, and Disney XD with the regular cast of the game on ESPN. That's Levy and Messier. It's all happening tonight starting at 7 p.m. Smart move. It's always smart. You saw how the Nickelodeon broadcast really helped the NHL with kids. This is a smart play by ESPN. Big City Greens is an amazing animation, a cartoon that kids love, and they're going to actually do the game. I love it.
I saw some of this. It was pretty cool.
I don't understand why you're not doing the Big City Green one.
I got a gig. I'm doing the game on radio.
Okay, fine. But you're kind of a cartoon character, so it would work. And I mean that in a loving way.
I'm very animated.
You are animated. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Swerve in the Bronx.
Swerve.
Love the name. Swerve.
What's going on, fellas, man? Love your show, man.
Thank you, Swerve. What's up?
Yo, the true romance reference almost made me crash into a mailbox. I swear to God.
I appreciate it. Nobody on the show seen the movie. That's why I'm glad somebody appreciated it.
I love True Romance, the movie.
Okay.
So
that
was a great
didn't and Jacob didn't.
But yeah, you know, I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Listen, yeah, he's nozzle-ish, but he's a quarterback. He's elite, man. And you gotta be like that. You gotta have the attitude, the swag, in order to succeed at that position. And you know what? Give him what he wants, but not OBJ. Forget about OBJ. You know, he's got a lot of weapons around him. And you know, I want the guy to come here, and he better win, because if not, you're going to be in front of MetLife Stadium with the torches like they're hunting for Frankenstein.
Facts.
You know? So
that's a little dramatic, Swerve, but I will tell you, I agree with everything you just said. Lazard is a player. Cobb gives him comfort. Lewis gives him comfort. I think I would draw the line on OBJ. I'm not sure because, I mean, what is OBJ going to be on that team? I don't get it. I don't know why he's asking for him.
It seems like nonsense. Seems like he just likes the guy.
Yeah, he likes him. He's a dynamic player that kind of knows the system.
So he likes Pat McAfee. Does he want McAfee to be the punter for the Jets? I mean, come on.
Maybe 10 years ago.
By the way, I bet McAfee could do it right now.
Yeah.
He retired young.
Let's go to Big Coop in the car.
Coopy Coop.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Well, to start off with Aaron Rodgers, man, look, listen, give this man anything he wants. He know how to shape and mold to his perfection what he needs. He know the punch hole, you know, the holes that's in the offense that needs to be filled. So Aaron Rodgers is going to do that. That man wants to win now. He don't want to win in 2 years. He wants to win now. He wants to come in, not disrespecting anybody in the locker room or any other teammates by bringing in other guys. He just want to win now. He want to fill in the holes that need to be filled and take care of his business and try to get a Jets a little championship. That's what I think about Aaron Rodgers.
I agree with everything you're saying, but one thing I would say, he doesn't know how to win a championship. He's under 500 in the postseason. He has one Super Bowl, and he played on a lot of really good Packer teams and lost a lot of games at Lambeau Field to get to a Super Bowl. So I'm not sure he's the expert of building a championship team. Just saying. Was he 8-9 in the postseason?
Yeah, no, he's had a lot of bad losses, including one to the Giants.
And the pathetic part is, because the Jets have been such perennial losers, with all due respect, he's potentially setting himself up to be able to control this team on some level, which is a dangerous precedent for a guy who, to your point, Michael, has done it exactly once.
Right.
You know, you're not bringing in Tom Brady, even though I would argue athletically, I like Rodgers way more than Brady.
Right.
But in terms of who I trust to put a thing together, he's won one title. And he's had teams that were certainly talent-wise capable of winning another one.
Peter, I have a picture that's going to blow your socks off.
All right.
All right, so I just retweeted it. John Brancy. Don is familiar with John. He is going to sing the national anthem at the Garden. So there's a picture of John singing the national anthem. He's got a Ranger scarf around his neck, and he's wearing a tuxedo. And Peter, I'm sorry to say this, he is your identical twin.
Not even remotely.
Are you seeing the picture?
He's got short hair and a beard. You do this every
time. He doesn't have short hair. He's bald.
He's the same way I am. He's not completely bald.
Okay, but he doesn't have... Are you seeing the picture that...
I'm looking at it this second.
Don't think he looks just like you.
He has my general haircut and that...
And your beard.
That's the same thing as my haircut.
And your eyes.
No.
Let me just put it this way, without you getting insulted. If he showed up at the wedding, Miss Hatton would marry him and not know it's not you.
Don, is this not the most lazy take of all time?
Hold on. It's not lazy at all. This picture is identical.
I might look more like Travolta from 2 days ago than this guy.
No, you know what? That's your wish mirror, okay?
I just can't even see what his face is. He's doing a weird singing face. I don't know how tall he is. He literally, all you can tell clearly, Don, is that he has a similar bald head and honestly not even a really similar beard. His is much thicker. It's a slightly different color. I'm sorry.
Don, do you see it?
I do see a lookalike. Doppelganger strong, though.
No, I said identical twin. I didn't even say doppelganger. I said identical twin.
No, that's too strong.
Then it's a terrible take, am I right?
It's not a terrible take. You know what? You've been very, very negative to me lately, and I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
Well, be better, Michael.
No, I'm not going to be better.
Thank you, Don.
I'm going to be just like I am.
See, well, you just saw that little exchange, Michael? That was me being Lopez.
Thank you.
I had Peter's back.
Yeah, well, what? But you know, but the I'm problem the is we have to have, I have the show. You just protected have, Drew Holiday.
Oh, what? You know what? I might roll out. I'm going to LA tomorrow, Don. I might leave tonight.
Why don't you go?
I'm Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
that's what you think my role is on the show. I'm not even Middleton level. I'm straight to Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday's pretty good.
You think you're pretty good, Peter?
Holiday's a nice player.
So are you. You're a nice part of the show.
No, I'm the here's the reason that that's a terrible comp. The piece that was signed immediately before winning a championship.
Right, right.
Although Drew might have been that too. Jacob, that sound right? Was Drew the last piece before the championship? I think he was. You know what? I take it back, Michael. It's a great call. Except for this picture of me, which is ridiculous.
But it's interesting. I have to have Peter's back going up against another teammate, Michael. And then when somebody outside the team, the other team, the callers, Michael's got no problem supporting them.
Because I just speak truth. That guy was you did the guy wrong. And if we're gonna lift the curtain, okay?
Right.
When you were doing it, I texted Ron Pinhead or whatever we call the Pinhead suits. I said that's not right. What Don?
What? Honestly, are you deranged?
Wow.
It was unbelievable how Don insulted the guy.
Wait, hold on. What was the insult? What was the word he said?
You just listen to the whole thing. He just called him every name in the book.
We're going to revisit it on the NN, and you're going to be embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I lived through it.
And he squealed a manager. What am I supposed to be scared?
I was sitting here, and I was embarrassed when you were doing it.
Why?
Good.
Because I thought it was unbelievably harsh.
Well, that's a shame. That's a you problem.
Did he call him a mean word? Did he say something about him personal?
He said a lot of derogatory, defamatory words.
I don't know. I remember him saying, "You're not going to talk over me." I remember things like that.
Anthony, did he say anything that you could say would be pejorative toward Vinny?
Nothing we haven't heard before.
Yeah, I know, I know he does that a lot. But what did he say? I know you don't want to take sides, but if you're going to take a side, mine would be the one that
yours would be the one. No, I listened back to it, and it's how Don goes off on a caller when he's upset.
I didn't think he didn't say. Did he call? You might have called him a moron.
That's not nice.
Who cares?
I like TV on top of a broken TV.
Yeah, the TV on top of a broken TV was genius.
I don't think I went moron. If I did, I'll own it. But you squeal the management? Well, you don't want me to do that anymore?
No.
I'll take my business elsewhere.
Wow. Now Don's threatening to go.
I take him as I see him, Michael. You know what? He was rude. He was talking over us. His opinion was moronic, and I treated it as such. I'm sorry. I don't look at callers as guests in my home.
It's a privilege, not a right. Over us.
He did it to a point that annoyed me.
And how about
this?
And
when I get annoyed, I express it on the air because that's what a good talk show host does.
Wait, Don, let's take it a step further. The man called the show today and apologized.
No, he didn't.
Exactly.
I think he did. I think he did.
He said,
Michael, you don't even know where
he's from. He said, I'm sorry if I talked over anybody. He didn't say, he wasn't sorry for what he said. Don wasn't so much about what he said. Don said he didn't like the fact that he doesn't want Rodgers.
For the record, Don, I hate to do this, but I have to. And I know this could go left, and I'll do it quickly, and we'll go to break. When my dear friend and one of the most devoted listeners we have had a boring call, Michael then ripped him for 10 minutes straight. My legitimate best friend ripped him for real for 10 minutes, borderline hurting his feelings. This yo-yo stranger who calls up and tries to bully the host on the own show, on our own show, you defend? You're like a self-hater. There's something wrong with you.
And Peter, he squealed the management.
That's the tough part.
I didn't squeal the management. I was commiserating with management. Management listens to every second of the show.
And you know what? Management spit in your face because I didn't hear word one about it. So
you know what?
You roll it up and stick it because that's what Ryan basically told you. He laughed in your face and did nothing about it. So that's all I have to say, because you know what? I didn't hear word one.
I didn't want him to do anything about it. I didn't ask him to do anything about it. I was commiserating with him. I thought it was rude.
It was rude.
Well, I think you're being rude.
Yeah. I'm with Don on this one. My Brooke Lopez over there.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to the Michael Kay Show. I'm at the Garden getting ready for Rangers Capitals. And Michael, the game is going to be on ESPN tonight, being called by an old friend of yours, Steve Levy.
Oh.
Leaves.
And he's nice enough to join us here in Booth D.
Wait, he is?
The 2-2 cut on and missed.
Now, Steve, you just celebrated a birthday, right?
45, Mike.
Wow, you look terrific.
How you doing, pal? Yes, just had a birthday. Very pleased, yep.
Every time you have one, you should be pleased.
I was so confused.
I'm not really a birthday guy, but when they get serious, you know, like round numbers, those bother me.
Like the big 4 or 5.
The big 4. Yeah. Right. 50 is going to be awful, guys. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Will you, Anthony, will you play Leaves, the drop we play of him? I wonder if he even knows that we play this on a regular basis when we mention him. Do you have that handy over there? Every time we talk about you calling a game, Steve, this is what we play.
It's pretty good to be your boy Leaves right about now.
Yeah, life is good.
Are you
somebody
nervous,
smiled
Steve?
On me.
I mean, I don't think Messier's done a game, right?
So Mess has done, and this is a really cool story. So I always appreciate when these superstars from whatever sport, they join the members of the media, and they are blown away. I think they think we have it so easy, mm-hmm. you know, when they're playing whatever sport it is. And so Mess, Chelios, and I did a game in Vegas last year. It was the first game they'd ever done as a broadcast. And we got the end of the first period. They took the headset off, and they're like, wow, I had no idea what goes into. And they've watched thousands of games, right, and played in all the games, never gave the media a second thought. And so I love it when these Hall of Fame athletes have a newfound respect for their friends in the media. So I was just showing Mess around a little bit. Hey, this is Madison Square Garden, Mark. This is where the home dressing room is, those kinds of things. He didn't know anybody here. Some poor guy asked him for his credential. His credential's in the rafters. Look for the number 11.
So. And, Michael, the greatest steppage ever done to a play-by-play announcer was done by Chris Chelios to Steve Levy.
Oh, it annoyed me so much.
Oh, yeah. Steve?
Good to see Ovi's in the building tonight.
Maybe because he'll give Tom's us a one. Big defender of steppage, Steve. He says it makes the broadcast. Yeah. He loves being stepped on.
You enjoy it?
He does.
Maybe
he
not yours in particular, but good steppage is good steppage. Right. Are the Jets going to get Rodgers?
Yeah! I think so, and I stand behind Michael's take, too. They better know that this is already a done deal. This has to be already a done deal. I know Joe Douglas a little bit. I know a lot of people who know him very well. And he's a bright guy, and I really think they are managing this from the inside, or at least I'd like to think that.
Now, you had a connection to the Jets for a long time.
Which connection was that? Just growing up and being a fan?
Didn't you do pre- and post game, or am I wrong about that?
Wow, I mean, that's real. No, I produced when Charlie Steiner did the Jets radio. I was his producer. That was Benny. Mike, that's a long time ago.
How about that memory on me? And I don't remember what I had for dinner yesterday.
Impressive.
Wait, so you produced when the Freeman McNeil touchdown, the Jets are going to the championship game in Cleveland? Did you do that?
I don't remember what year it was. So here's my Charlie Steiner story. We're in San Diego. Imagine the Jets having to go to San Diego for a preseason game.
Oh, wow.
And sure enough, the orange sleeves, they signal go to break, and I give Charlie the signal going to break, and the Jets kicker comes on me. It's Pat Leahy or somebody, and comes on and kicks the game-winning field goal, and all of New York has listened to a commercial.
And
Charlie came out of that. I was really nervous. I was really young. Charlie bailed me out and said, hey, it's preseason for everyone, and so on and so forth. That's my Charlie Steiner preseason Jets story, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, have a great call today. It's on ESPN, Steve Levy and Mark Messier, and on 10:50 a.m., Don LaGreca and Dave Maloney. So we've got it covered. And Big City Greens, too. It's an animated call, too, Steve.
Yes, people are asking if we'll be animated. No, not that kind of animation. Kevin Weeks will be animated tonight. Don't you worry.
Very cool. Good to hear from you, Steve.
All right, be well, brother. Thanks. Thanks, thanks for having me on, guys. Always a pleasure.
Okay. Hey, I don't know if you guys realize this, but Gordon Damer will be broadcasting live from the Sportsbook at Mohegan Sun Casino on Saturday, April 1st, starting at 3 p.m. Be caller number 45 right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you're going to score an overnight stay plus a $200 food and beverage credit. Presented by MohegansunCasino.com. Play your favorite casino games in the palm of your hand anywhere in Connecticut. You must be 21 or older to participate. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. I'll take some more phone calls. Let's go to, I got to tell you what, Peter getting very aggressive on social media right now. Wow.
Is that true?
Oh, Scud missiles he's firing at people.
Me?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Is that anything to do with our show or
kind of
hop related?
Yeah,
not about you guys.
No.
I got to see this.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to make it public. Let's go to Tristan in L.A. Tristan.
Yeah, I don't think you can compare the Ballard with the Vinny phone call. Because when Ballard was calling, I was actually driving that day. And I promise you, I was falling asleep at the wheel. And if it wasn't for Michael yelling, wrap it up, I believe it was four ups, really loud. I was going to fall asleep at the wheel. He wasn't a guest or a caller that day. He was given his one shot, and he blew it.
Well, he was a guest.
He got an Eminem moment, and he blew it.
He was a guest, though, that he didn't call in randomly. That was a suggestion.
Right, so that made it even worse because he didn't call in randomly.
But
so
Tristan
said he had mom spaghetti on his on his sweater.
But Tristan, well done there. But Tristan, I'm Michael wrapped it up. Okay, my point is though, in terms of defending someone who deserves it, he's defending Vinny, who was a jerk yesterday. He literally, after he rudely got rid of him, then crushed him for another 10 minutes. You don't think that's a bit excessive?
There's impropriety.
It's a bit excessive, but he saved the show. Like, it was really like a big moment because we kept hearing about Ballard for months, and he finally gets on, and he doesn't even have an opinion.
I never once said Ballard is going to be a guest on our show. We should all listen to everything he says. I reference his opinions on the Packers because they're generally, when he gives them to me directly, good opinions. But my point is, who's Anthony? I mean, Vinny. I know Anthony is. He's our producer. But we don't even know Vinny. And you'll hear in ENM when we replay it, he was being rude to Don. Tristan, and he got what he deserved.
Thank you for the support, Tristan. You can call in whenever you like. Pat McAfee just tweeted this out, everybody.
There we go.
Be a friend, tell a friend. You are cordially invited. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., Aaron Rodgers will be live.
There you go.
So I think that's when it gets done. Because this is not his regular appearance. I think he broke the contract extension that he had on Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to break that. He's going to the Jets tomorrow on Pat McAfee.
Yeah, somebody had said earlier with the Trey Wingo that, like, Rodgers doesn't want to announce things normally. Like, it's going to come from his way of doing things in support of how it came out with Trey. And that also is the same kind of thing. This will be done on his favorite podcast. That's the way he's going to want to announce it.
Adam Schefter reporting, all-pro cornerback James Bradbury is returning to the Eagles on a 3-year deal worth $38 million, including $20 million fully guaranteed and another $6 million in incentives. Ooh. So it worked out for James, who the Giants had to cut because previous to Joe Shane, they didn't know how to manage a cap, and they got rid of a player that they really could have used, and he helped the Eagles get to the Super Bowl, and they're bringing him back. So good for James Bradbury.
And you don't want to have a cap casualty that hurts the Jets trying to wedge Rodgers and his friends in. That's what you want to try to avoid, right?
Let's go to Pete in New Jersey. Pete.
Yes, hi. How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
What's up, baby?
I'm doing good. Just want to talk about this Aaron Rodgers thing. I wish he'd actually try to bring O-line. The one thing we need is O-line. And he wants to bring receivers over, which is fine. But if he really wanted to help the team, he would bring O-line. I just wish that would happen.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to be able to get David Bakhtiari. I mean, the Packers aren't giving up their offensive linemen. The people that he's asking for are free agents. Bring O-line. I mean, I'm sure he told the Jets had to promise him, we're going to – We're going to get you protection. Mekhi Becton is going to be healthy. Vera Tucker is going to be healthy. Bring O-line. It's not like he can just go pick and choose and get anybody he wants from Green Bay. These guys are not Green Bay players right now. They're free agents. They don't have to make trades for them. He's not asking them to get somebody from Green Bay. He's asking them to sign free agents that had played right with him in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. But believe me, he wants a good offensive line too. But that's easier said than done as far as trying to collect those guys.
Let's go to Arsenio in the car. Arsenio.
Hey, baby.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
So real quick, just before I get to what I wanted to say, the screener who answers the call, I just got to say, that guy is amazing. Each time I call, like, he has a little conversation with you, and he engages with me, and that guy, that's a good guy right there. So I just want to give
Jacob's
him a shout-out.
He is a gem.
His name is Jacob
yes,
Perry.
So, you know, I'll never come on here. I get lucky that I get through a lot and speak to you guys often, and I'll never come on here and tell you guys how to do your show. But if I have to, like, I could not believe that we had a guy give you guys the idea of Zach Wilson being our quarterback on the brink of the night that we are about to get Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. Like, these people, like, please move on. Please go watch a different team. We've been through enough. I am beyond frustrated with the amount of people that I've heard, like, against this. Like, we are about to have arguably, and maybe not even arguably, the best player that the Jets have ever had in that building by the end of this week. And
well, one thing that I would tell you to be wary of, though, Arsenio, people that have a negative take are the ones that are going to be vocal. People that want him probably just sit back and listen to the negative take and smirk. So don't always take that the loudest negativity is actually the majority. I don't believe it is. I think most Jet fans realize, let's get Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Don't you agree, Don? I mean, it's just
yeah,
a vocal minority.
Well, I think that's the way with all callers. Do I think all Yankee fans are spoiled brats? No, but the overwhelming majority that call here seem to be. And, yeah, negativity is what everybody kind of collects around the call, but we take them as we come, right? I hope it doesn't represent the Jet fan base. But at least on the calls, it's a higher percentage than I thought there'd be.
It is a little odd, but it is what it is.
So that sounded like a caller that was in support of what I did to Vinny yesterday. Thank you.
Well, I'm not saying that you were wrong on your take.
I'm saying
you were wrong on the way you handled it. Because you insulted somebody. You hurt someone's feelings.
You have to stop.
I want to play big boy radio. What do you want to play?
I want to play polite radio.
That is horrible. That is.
I'm out.
Yeah, what on earth makes you think that would be successful?
We've never been rude to our callers for the most part. Every now and then we'll blow up at one.
Yeah, but that's it. That's it. That's all that happened.
I didn't do anything wrong, but just disagree with Don.
Okay.
Oh, you're acting like you're unleashing the Zabruda tape on ENN. I can't wait.
Michael, I've been on this show now for I think 7 years. This is the because I can tell you're not being performative and this is sincere. This may be the weirdest take you've had in 7 years.
Thank you. Spring training.
And that includes
isn't
some weird takes,
players.
By the way.
What was that?
That includes some other weird takes, but this is the weirdest.
You're weird too.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm consistent. I make sense.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Split the ice apart and break the frozen.
Ice picks. Ice picks. Ice picks. Ice picks.
And today's Ice Picks, driven by Nissan. Let's do a three-leg parlay tonight, shall we? Hurricanes home for the Jets. Golden Knights at Philly. Pittsburgh and Montreal. Let's go with the Hurricanes, Golden Knights, and Penguins on the money line. Three-leg parlay at plus 179 as our Ice Pick. Today's Ice Picks driven by Nissan. Hurry into your Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Get a killer deal at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com today. Clock's ticking. Catch these offers while you can.
How'd you do in your picks yesterday?
I I got two of the three. I missed on the Sabres beat the Leafs 4-3.
Ah.
So, you know what? Might as well get all of them wrong because it's not going to help in a parlay, but I was 2-3. Not good enough.
Well, I have a Knicks preview for you right now, brought to you by Jack Pocket. So you have the Knicks and the Trailblazers. It's the final game of their West Coast swing. They win this one. Boom, they're 2-2. You take that on the West Coast, especially when you don't have Jalen Brunson. Brunson probably not going to play again tonight, meaning that R.J. Barrett's going to have to step up again, as he did in the previous game when the Knicks beat the Lakers. And then the Knicks have tomorrow off, Thursday off, Friday off, and then they'll play on Saturday afternoon against Denver. So a win tonight would be really, really a nice thing for the Knicks. And Portland has not played well. Don's favorite team is Portland. We don't know why. He'll never tell us.
Never.
And that's the Knicks preview brought to you by Jack Pocket. Powerball is $63 million. Mega Millions is $229 million. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jack Pocket. Download the Jack Pocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service. Also, the Nets are playing tonight at the Thunder as they continue to play well and trying to catch the Knicks. Or actually, they're in front of the Knicks now for the fifth seed. They have 29 losses. The Knicks have 30. So these are two big games, and we'll keep an eye on them, and we'll talk about them a lot tomorrow as well. And if you just joined us, somebody's singing New York, New York at the Garden. But
right.
if you just joined us, Pat McAfee promoting that, I guess, is it 1 o'clock tomorrow?
1 o'clock, yes.
Aaron Rodgers will be a guest. He's not – that's not his weekly spot. His weekly spot during the season is on Tuesday. So he is coming on specifically for something tomorrow at 1 p.m. So I think there's going to be some sort of official resolution. I truly believe it's been resolved. I think he's going to the Jets. He's agreed to go to the Jets. I think the Jets have the parameters of a deal with the Packers, just trying to make things right, bring the players in that would make Rodgers seem comfortable. But the fact that McAfee is promoting this, guys, I just get the sense we're going to have some closure tomorrow.
Now, here's what my theory. See if you follow me. It was done. Trey Wingo knows somebody from the Rodgers camp that leaked that it was done, and that's why we got the report the other day about that it's all but done. Rodgers and the Jets probably had an agreement coming from Rodgers to say, I want to be the one to announce this. I want to do it on my terms. And please let me be the one to announce it on McAfee's show on Wednesday or whenever we can work it out. I want to be the one to announce this. And the Jets acquiesced, and that's why they were able to keep it quiet on their end. They didn't want it to fall through by any leaks on their end. So good job out of the Jets, and it's being done on Rodgers' terms. I think that's why we've had to wait as long as we've had to wait.
I think you might be right, and we'll find out for sure tomorrow. Let's go to James in New Jersey. James.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener and not a first-time caller. I'm calling. I'm sorry, Michael. I love you. I'm praying that you re-sign the contract and we get many more years in the show. But I'm calling you out because there have been times where I've said things you've disagreed with and then hung the phone up on me. And the way you've gone off on me, and not just me personally, but many other callers, you were possibly the worst out of the three when it comes to attacking the callers.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Michael. It's
well,
especially
you know,
when...
I'm sorry you feel that way. And if I was ever, and James, I'm going to be very honest, if I was ever, ever as rude and nasty as Don was to Vinny yesterday, I apologize. I would never want, because maybe you don't hear it yourself when you're doing it, but if you stand back and listen to somebody do that to somebody who's just calling in your radio show, it sounds really harsh. So if I've ever done that, I apologize to anybody I've done it to.
I think it's terrific radio. I think it's the rules of engagement. When you call a radio show, that's kind of the slings and arrows you have to deal with. You're not a guest in my home. It's not a right. It's a privilege. You call up. You make your points. We get into arguments. We yell at each other. No harm, no foul, no offense. We move on. Caller called back the next day. Could have been, his feelings couldn't have been hurt that bad. I mean, that's what you do. It's entertainment. It's supposed to be, you know, apologetic radio. It's supposed to be polite radio. Thank you for the phone call. Great point or awful point. I disagree. We agree to disagree. Thanks for the call. Nah, I'm good. I don't want to be involved in that kind of radio.
Well,
I want to hurt feelings. I want to step on toes.
I will defend you to the hilt. So you're my guy, and you know you do what you want, but I can also make my feelings known.
You're being really sincere about this.
I am.
Michael, you rip callers all the time.
I do not rip callers all the time the way Don did yesterday. Stop the nonsense, Peter. I do not do it that way. I never get that personal. I never call somebody a moron. I've never done it. And if I have, they were probably a moron.
But Don wasn't personal. He just yelled really loud. I've already listened back to it. It's not that deep.
So where did window liquor come from? Where did the Cheeto dust on the fingernails come from? Isn't that all personal? Getting mad at someone?
No, that's euphemisms. That's not calling somebody a moron.
I don't think he called him a moron.
I don't think I called him a moron. I've called callers morons before. Usually I try to say that's a moronic point. Rather than calling the person a moron, I might slip on occasion and call them a moron. I don't believe I did yesterday,
listen,
Peter.
You are better at this than me. So do what you do.
But
I don't
he's
care.
Not the one being critical of you. You're being critical of him.
Right. So I'm telling him, I can be critical. He should be him. Andy Dalton expected to reach agreement on a 2-year, $10 million deal that includes $8 million fully guaranteed with the Panthers, according to a source. Contract's max value is $17 million, according to Adam Schefter. So I guess he'll be the guy who holds the hand of the first-round pick.
That kind of makes sense.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.